from their 2001 release, Traction. That is Madison, Wisconsin's own Bugatti Type 35 with Trish Dresser. Now, Bugatti Type 35 disbanded at some point in the 2000s. However, word on the street is that Wendy Schneider, or Wendy Bugatti as she was known back then, but Wendy Schneider has a new project out called Howler. I've heard nothing from it, but I'm just telling things that I know or read or have been told. So it's a rumor, myth, or a lie, or maybe all three, or it's a fact. I don't know. Just rambling at this point because we're coming up close to the top of the hour, and we have a Chrysler mock to get to. Before I get to the mock, I should tell you the other songs I played in that set, should I not? How about, before the Bugatti Type 35, some requested Silver Sun pickups with Lazy Eye, and I start off the entire set with a little rock band from the Champaign Urbana way of life in Illinois called Hum with Stars. I want to remind you that during these uncertain and unprecedented times, people needing organ transplants actually need your help more than ever. Did you know that 22 Americans die each and every day waiting for organ transplants, and most of them are waiting for kidneys? The good news is MatchingDonors.com is helping to change that because they're linking organ donors with people in need of a kidney or any other type of transplant. So think about this. Now, you don't need to actually donate a kidney. Although you have two of them, you don't have to. Because you can also donate your boat, maybe a car, some real estate, maybe your little sister, which might not be able to be donated, but you get the point. And you get a great tax deduction. And on top of that, you're helping to save lives. If you go to matchingdonors.com, you can find out more information or give them a call at 800-385-0422. Again, my name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock, and I appreciate you tuning in, you finding us, stumbling on this. Maybe you were looking for naughty things on the internet, and you found WRCT, and you're like, oh, that's got to be naughty, and you clicked on it, and you're like, wow, that's worse than naughty. It's disgusting. No. Well, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, I'm rambling at this point because I have a mock to get to. Before I get to that mock, how about I take care of a little business?
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are, but I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Will you look at your watch, your clock, your cell phone, your neighbor's pocket watch? Look what time it is. If it is a Friday night, guess what? It's midnight, and it's time for the Midnight Mock here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. If it's Tuesday afternoon, it's 5 o'clock, and it's time for the 5 o'clock mock. Yeah, the 5 o'clock mock. That's got a rhyme to it. Wait, I think they all have a rhyme to it if I start them on the top of the hour, but I won't go into that. Before I get into the mock, I want to remind you that Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records are located in Millvale, and they're open 7 days a week. And they provide new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. They're family-owned and operated, and they pay for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big and no collection too small. That's Attic Records in Millvale, 412-821-8484. If you heard me earlier, I mentioned that Walter Chrysler was born on this day in 1875. He passed away in 1940 at the age of 65. But if he's with us today, he'd be like 146 years old. So, you know, But he started a little car company back in the early 1900s. He actually started off his career in the railroad industry, but for lack of a better anything, I'm going to do a lack of a better sense of judgment. Let's go with that one. I'm going to do a Walter Chrysler, a Chrysler mock. And I've picked a whole bunch of songs talk about Chrysler cars. Now, I'm going to let you know, I had probably an hour's worth of music because there's the Chrysler building, there's the man himself and all that. But I weaned it down to about a half hour worth of music, 7 songs, talking about the Chrysler car, or in a couple instances, the Chrysler religious figure from 1988. It's the band Jesus Chrysler with their song, Jesus Chrysler. It's Viva Lamont.
I am market production. I am built for destruction. I am the king of kings, built for your driving sins. I have been before and I think that I will come again. Your money is my blood and I have been resurrected. How the world is my pain, a leap far beyond my pain. And now I am so much nicer and they call me Jesus Chrysler. 3 days and I rode again. I guess it could have been cocaine. It might have been the government, but I think it was the firmament. I feel like the son of God, coming at you like an old hot rod. Now I am full of rage, and have your children be driving in. Jesus Chrysler, I am market production. I am built for destruction. I am the king of kings. Built for your driving sins. I have been before and I think that I will come again. Your money is my blood and I have been resurrected. Not a word is in my name, but it bought me all my pain. And now I am so much nicer than they call me Jesus Christ. 3 days and I rose again. I guess it could have been cocaine. They said it was the government, but I knew it was the firmament. And I feel like the son of God, coming at you like an old hot rod. And now I am full of rage, and half your children is driving in.
singing me back songs, and she ain't from Kalamazoo. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. I got a friend lived in a Mercedes Benz. Then a 55 crashed, the world's drug never ends. And the plane said Kalamazoo. He had a steady job and watch what he spent. He'd say, I don't believe it, paying no goddamn rent. I scroll away every goddamn cent and buy my own damn clothes in Kalamazoo.
Insane. When Taxi Dan. Picking up survivors, preaching to the motel man. Blazing your parcels, leaves in the night, messengers of the fall. If you are meeting an angel of light, why don't you give us a call?
She wants a young American. Oh, oh. just is 20 years to have to die for the 50 more.
Right.
All right, so admit it. You had an idea that that song was going to appear in a Chrysler Mach. The only thing you didn't know is what version of that song it would be. That was actually the Acid Drinkers here on the Viva La Mach radio program, wrapping up a Chrysler Mach with their version of Love Shack. I'm pretty sure I don't have to tell you the Chrysler reference in Love Shack. But before the Acid Drinkers doing Love Shack, The Cure was doing David Bowie's Young Americans, where there is a line in there saying, "You ain't a pimp, you ain't a hustler, a pimp's got a caddy, and a lady's got a Chrysler." Before The Cure, Bebop Deluxe in there with Blazing Apostles went back to a compilation of their Harvest Records years from 1974 to 1978, I believe, called Futurist Manifesto. And in that Bebop Deluxe, it does say Death Drives an Airflow Chrysler on the Streets of Man, a hit-and-run driver cruising since the world began. Before Bebop Deluxe, how about the Screaming Blue Messiahs? From Bikini Red gave us Jesus Chrysler Drives a Dodge. Went back to the Brown album from Primus and the song Kalamazoo with I Got a Friend Lived in a Mercedes-Benz, then a 55 Chrysler where the trunk never ends is the line within that tune for you. From the Uplift Mofo Party Plan from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, it was Me and My Friends. The line in that is he drives a kooky green Chrysler. Bad as anybody's Porsche. And then, of course, start the entire set with the band Jesus Chrysler from their 1988 album on Toxic Shock Records and the song Jesus Chrysler. That was a Chrysler Mach, Walter Chrysler, born on this day back in 1875. If you have a suggestion for a future Mach, send me an email. Send me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. You know what it is. You know what it is. Think about it. It's in the air. It might be a little chilly, but it is in the air. It's baseball season here in the great United States of America. From their 1982 album, FB3, that is the Fun Boy 3 here on the Viva La Mock radio program featuring Bananarama. And I say it that way, featuring Bananarama, for a couple reasons. One is because that's just kind of how I talk. And B, it's because Fun Boy 3 brought Bananarama on for these recordings because they were friends. But Bananarama was not a big name at the time. And that actually really helped launch their career. So that was them doing Taint What You Do, It's the Way That You Do It, which, believe it or not, was a cover song as well. It was originally released in 1939 by Jimmy Lunsford and his orchestra. 1982 is when Bananarama and Fun Boy 3 decided to let the masses know it again. Before the... I forgot to mention that Karen Woodward of Bananarama... Yesterday was her 60th birthday, so happy birthday, Karen. Before the Fun Boy 3 Bananarama, how about some Dead Kennedys from the Fresh Fruit for Rotting Vegetables album with Holiday in Cambodia? Played some X in there doing the Richard Thompson penned Shoot Out the Lights, because Richard Thompson today, officially, now that we've crossed that line, today turned 72 years old. So happy birthday to Richard. And start off the entire set with the Baseball Project, because it is baseball season, and their version of Take Me Out to the Ball Game. We have about 13 minutes before we've got to wrap up this show, which means I've got probably about three more songs to play for you. I do want to remind you that you can drown out the voices in your head with a new wavelength by joining DJ Seaside Tuesday evenings at 10 p.m. here on WRCT. Also, earlier in the night, earlier in the program, if you were listening, I played some Modern Lovers, because I said David Robinson of the Modern Lovers, he was the original drummer. It was his birthday. So, I also mentioned he played in this band called The Cars, and I'm like, what the heck? Let's play two songs that he drums on. Play one of my favorite car song here on the Viva La Mock radio show.
I'm so mad. what will I be? Will I be happy? Will I be rich? Here's what she said to me. Just a little brat, I asked my teacher, what will I be? Will I be a mess? Will I have success? Here's what she said to me. My darling, what should we be? Will I be happy? Will you be sad? Here's what you said to me. Kesara, Kesara. Whatever will be,
Wrapping up a Viva Lamont radio program by suggestion. That's Peter Nero doing his version of the theme from Jesus Christ Superstar. And do you wanna know who gave me that suggestion? It was our own rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, who I already told you, you can hear on Thursday evenings, starting at 8 with his show, Courts in Session, and he has an encore presentation now on Friday afternoons at 2 o'clock. Hey, before the Peter Nero, how about Johnny Thunders doing a version of Que Sera Sera? Almost played that last week, but I'm glad I waited till this week because, you know what? Today marks the anniversary of Doris Day's birth. But last week I was going to play it because Jay Livingston, one of the co-authors of that song, it was the anniversary of his birth. And just so you know, Jay Livingston, local boy, grew up in McDonald, PA. So he and Ray Evans actually wrote the song, but I wanted to play that just because I can, and it's a good song. Speaking of good songs from their 1979 second album, Candio, the Cars started off that entire set with It's All I Can Do. You know what? And it is all I can do to thank you for listening to the Viva La Mach radio program. Comes to you each and every Friday night at 9 and Tuesday afternoons at 2. No matter what you're doing, where you're going, be safe and have yourself a wonderful evening.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Morning news update. Mark's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark. Thanks a lot. My name is Mark.